All right, good afternoon, and welcome to the Kings Valley Academy 2 regular board meeting. Today is Thursday, May 28th, 2026, and it's 2 p.m. Rod, would you read the logistics for us?
The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting in person or by dialing the conference line or clicking the web link listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing public comments at kingsvalleycharter2.org. The public may also provide comment during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodation will be provided for any individual with a disability. Reminder, as required by State Law SB 126, this meeting will be audio recorded and posted on the Charter School's website.
All right, so we will call this meeting to order and we'll start with the roll call. Raj, would you call the roll to establish a forum?
Arthur Rennie, absent. Julie Keitches,
Here.
Stephanie Giacomozzi,
Here.
Philip Lee,
Here.
Armando Lopez.
Here.
And Julian, would you do the Learning Center's roll call?
Absolutely. Thank you, Board Secretary. This is Jillian
Thank
Rojas from the Charter Affairs Team for the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, can you please unmute your lines for the roll call? Do I have a representative for Hanford?
Yes, Hanford is here.
Thank you. And for Tulare?
Yes, Tulare here as well.
Thank you very much. This concludes the Learning Center's roll call. Learning Centers, thank you. You can place your lines back on mute.
Thank you, Jillian. All right, we'll now have a Pledge of Allegiance led by Phil.
Okay, please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge
Ready, salute.
I pledge
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
America.
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
and
indivisible,
indivisible, with
with
liberty
liberty
and
and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all.
We will now have staff introductions.
Well, thank you very much, Madam President, members of the board, those learning centers online, staff online, and staff on site. My name is Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, everyone. Jerry Vincent, Corporate Officer.
Good afternoon, Shelley Haynes, School Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Bogdan Deepgill, Area Superintendent.
Good afternoon, Darren Bauer, COO.
Good afternoon, all. Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
And good afternoon. This is Geeta Sharifi, CFO with LLAC.
And good afternoon, Raphael Egner, Director of State and Federal Programs.
Good afternoon, Sarah Luna, Regional Director of Data Assessment and Accounting.
Everybody's here. Item E, we will approve the agenda for the May 28, 2026 regular public board meeting. I'd like to request a motion.
Amanda Lopez, I make the motion to approve the agenda for May's meeting.
Becky Giacomozzi, second his motion.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item F, we will approve minutes of the April 16th, 2026 regular public meeting of the Board of Directors. I would request a motion to approve.
I so move, Phil Leon.
Second?
I'll second Armando Lopez.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next, we go to the consent agenda. All items listed under consent agenda are considered by the board to be routine and consistent with the approved policies and practices of the charter school. The board will be asked to approve all of the consent agenda items by a single vote unless requested by a board member to be discussed and considered for an action separately. The consent agenda items are, there are five of them. The first is the board will be asked to approve the student smartphones and other private devices policy. Two, the board will be asked to accept the uniform complaint report for the 25-26 school year, one complaint received. Three, the board will be asked to approve the revised suspension and expulsion policy and procedure. Four, the board will be asked to approve the revisions to the 2026-2027 parent-student handbook. regarding involuntary removal procedures. And five, the board will be asked to approve the revised school safety plan. Any questions about that? Then I will request a motion and a second to approve all five of the consent agenda items.
Philip Lane, I make a motion to approve all five consent agenda items.
Amanda Lopez has second the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Thank you. Motion passes. Right.
At this time, members of the board may address the board. My apologies. At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, and as a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time. It is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the public, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
Any public comment?
This is Rajpreet Kaur to report there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you. Item four, school reports and information. First, the finance update from Gita.
Thank you, board. So I will go over an update as of May 15, 2026 on the line of credit that the school maintains. On the top portion, you see that the school has a $500,000 line of credit with Hami Bank. The school hasn't drawn from this line at an interest rate of 7.25% currently, with an expiration date of May 3rd, 2028. Also, we do report to the bank the financial health and the position of this school to ensure that school in a good financial health so they can tap into the line of credit when necessary, and the school has always met all the requirements. And then on the bottom portion you see the LLAC's update as far as the line of credit, which was approved for this fiscal year through a promissory note at a fixed rate of 6% for $250,000. On both of these line of credits, the school hasn't drawn from them, but if necessary, obviously we'll look at other options in the industry just to ensure that we get the lowest interest rate for the school if necessary. And then I also have some updates for the governor's May revision, which I will go over when I go over the budget, which is on the agenda today. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. Area superintendent update, Gagandeep.
Thank you. I would like to present the LP10 data report. The student enrollment is at 947. Overall credit completion stands at 3.18 and core credit completion at 1.65. ADD utilization is at 82%. The 1 year DAS rate is increasing due to LP. Currently, the DAS 1 year cohort grad rate is at 80% for LP10 and is on track to reach 90%.
Thank you, Doug and Dee. Report on mathematics placement results, Sarah Luna.
Good afternoon. The California Mathematics Placement Act of 2015 required our board to adopt a fair, objective, and transparent mathematics placement policy before the beginning of the 2016 school year. Policy was adopted with the creation of our charter, and minor revisions were approved to the policy in 2020. The policy addresses students entering ninth grade and includes a number of required elements to ensure equity in student achievement, including the following. Considers multiple objective academic measures, include at least one placement checkpoint within the first month of the school year, requires an annual examination of pupil placement data, requires an annual report be provided to the governing board, offers clear and timely recourse for each pupil and his or her parent or legal guardian who questions the student's placement, and requires the policy to be posted on each school's website. Based on years of student math assessment data and teacher observations, math continues to be a challenge for many of our students. To meet this challenge, our dedicated math teachers and tutors share best practices to participate in ongoing professional development opportunities in order to hone their skills and continue to provide support to students with their math skills and courses. For the 25-26 school year, our math placement for ninth graders fell into three categories. 18% of ninth grade math students placed in remedial math courses, 74% of ninth grade math students placed in Algebra 1, which is grade level, 8% of ninth grade math students placed in Geometry or Algebra 2, which is above grade level. Despite the many challenges our students have with math, we are pleased to report this year that all ninth grade students progressed in their mathematics courses and none were held back. We will continue to evaluate this data and report to the board next year pursuant to the board's policy. This does conclude my report, and I'll take any questions.
Questions?
Thank you, Sarah.
LCFF Local Indicators Report, Raphael.
Yes, thank you for this opportunity. Let's go to the next slide there. I'm going to talk about the Local Indicator Report. Next slide, please. There you go. Thank you. So I'd like to direct your attention to the center of this slide here, which is talking about the dashboard, California dashboard, some of the indicators that you see there. So on the left, you see the state indicators. These six indicators include academics, AELA, and math. These are pre-populated by the state, showing quantitative data and also address the outcome. The five performances categories are blue, green, yellow, orange, and red. And these were reported in the previous board meeting. So the right here, what we're going to report today is going to be our local indicators. You can see the five indicators there. The school populate them with analysis of progress from local data and self-assessment. This data includes qualitative and quantitative data and is presented in the indicators report. The three performance categories are met, not met, or not met for 2.5 years. So to the next slide, please. And on this side here, I'd like to report on the following metrics. Our priorities, so priority number one, basic services were met. Priority number two, implementation of academic standards was also met. Priority number three, parent engagement was met. Priority number six, parent school climate was met. Priority number seven, access to a broad course of study was also met. And once again, this is evidence that the school is successfully addressing these indicators, making sure that the school is making progress toward them. So that concludes my report. If there are any questions, I'd be more than happy to answer.
Questions or comments?
No question.
Thank you, Ralph. Darren, do you have anything to add?
I do. Good afternoon, board. Just wanted to advise you and give you a brief update on some additional services that we requested from our service provider, Lifelong Learning, as it relates to legislation and advocacy. Given the changing environment around policies, we've asked them to ramp up their efforts in this area, and they're going to be doing that in the coming months. With a number of new activities and resources, we'll be able to advise more on that in future board meetings, but wanted to let you know we're focused on that. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. Annual IRS Form 990 return of organization exempt from income tax and the California return for 2024 is filed. Nita?
Thank you, board. This is just for your information that we did send you a copy of the Form 990 prior for it being filed. And I just wanted to also notify the board that the Form 990 and the state and other requirements were already filed timely. Just notifying you for that information. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Gita. Let's see, we have the calendar. There we go. So we have 2026-27 board meeting dates are Thursday, August 27th, 2:30 p.m., Thursday, October 28th, 2:30 p.m. Thursday, December 3rd, 2:30 p.m. Thursday, February 5th, 2027, 2:30 p.m. April 15th, 2:30 p.m. And Thursday, May 27th, 1:30 p.m.
February 5th, 25th.
Thank you. Thank you, Armando.
You're welcome.
All right. Here we go. At this time, we will move to public hearings. And I would like to request a motion to adjourn the open public board meeting to go to... Nope, that's not what we're going to do. We're going to do something else. Hang with me.
We are.
And at this time, we're going to open the public hearing procedure. So I'd like to request a motion and a second to open the public hearing.
I, Armando Lopez, so moved to open the public hearing.
Jackie Giacomelli seconds his motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Well, the board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. So the public hearing is now open at 2:16. The board has allowed 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from the area superintendent. Gagandeep.
Yeah.
Thank you.
The purpose of this public hearing is to solicit the recommendation and comments of members of the public regarding the revised personalized learning policy. A red line copy of the revised policy has been provided in your board packets and reflects updates to align with current school operations, including clarifications related to student progress, re-engagement supports, and involuntary removal procedures. The proposed revisions are intended to strengthen consistency across our independent study program by clearly defining expectations for student engagement, attendance, and academic progress, while also outlining a structured system of supports for students who may be struggling. The updated policy also clarifies procedures to ensure fair and compliant processes, including due process protections for students and families when changes in placements may be necessary. The effective date of the revised policy is July 1st, 2026, which allows time for staff training and implementation. Thank you. That concludes my presentation. Are there any questions?
Thank you, Gagandeep. Questions? Comments? The board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the revised personalized learning policy. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer a comment, or are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
This is Rashmeet Kaur to report there was no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Hearing none, we will close this public hearing and move on to the next public hearing. The board will hold a public hearing to solicit the recommendations and comments of members of the public regarding the budget overview for parents and the local control and accountability plan for the 26-2027 school year. The public hearing is now open at 2:18. The board has allotted 15 minutes for this public hearing. Members of the public shall have 3 minutes each to address the board during this hearing. The board may extend this time upon majority vote. The board will first hear a presentation from Gagandeep Gill.
Thank you. The budget overview for parents outlines how Queens Valley Academy will allocate funds to support all students, particularly those with high needs. Low-income students, English learners, foster youth, and homeless students. On page 295, the total projected revenue is $20.3 million. $16.5 million is from the Local Control Funding Formula, LCFF. $4.2 million is generated based on enrollment of high-need students, foster youth, English learners, and low-income students. $3.7 million is from other state funds, and the remaining $156,418 is from federal funds. On page 296, the total budgeted expenditure is $20.1 million. $16.2 million is allocated to actions and services in the LCAP, $3.9 million covers non-LCAP expenses such as audit, legal fees, short-term grants. Some of the spending areas include salaries and benefits, student interventions, curriculum and professional development, materials, hardware, and software. All kind of initiatives are already underway. On page 297 are the four LCAP goals. The four goals are increase academic progress, which focuses on improving outcomes for English learners, LTOs, low income, and foster youth. Second goal is to increase college and career readiness, is to equip all students, especially high-need students, with future-ready skills. Third goal is to increase student retention, is to maintain efforts to keep students engaged and on track to graduate. Fourth goal is to increase educational partner engagement. We have continued promoting meaningful parent and partner engagement. On page 298, it's titled Increase or Improve Services for High-Need Students in the LCAP for the 2025-2026 school year. This page shares an overview of each of the goals. In 2025-2026, Kings Valley Academy planned $4.7 million for high-need students and spent $4.8 million. The difference between the budgeted and actual expenditures of $123,726 allowed Kings Valley Academy ability to increase or improve services for high-need students. Students receive support in critical areas of social, emotional, and academic needs through student-centered interventions such as counseling and tutoring. The LCAP goals were developed in collaboration with staff, students, parents, and educational partners. The full LCAP follows this overview for a detailed review. Thank you, and that concludes my presentation.
Thank you, Gagandeep. Any questions, comments? All right. With that, the board will now solicit recommendations and comments from members of the public on the budget overview for parents and the local control and accountability plan for the 2026-2027 school year. Are there any members of the public on the conference line who wish to offer comment, or are there any members of the public who submitted written comment to the board?
This is Rajpreet Kaur to report there were no members of the public who submitted a written comment or have requested to speak.
All right. So at this point, we will close the public hearing. I will request a motion in a second to close the public hearing.
This is Jackie Giacomozzi, and make a motion to close the public hearing.
Second, Philip Leith.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. So the public hearing is now closed at 2:22 p.m. And we will move on to item six, our action items. A, the board will be asked to approve the revised personalized learning policy. Gagandeep, you again.
Unless there are any questions from the board, I recommend the board approve the revised personalized learning policy as presented during today's public hearing. Thank you.
May I have a motion to approve?
I so move, Armando Lopez.
Second, Philip Lee.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. The board will be asked to approve the 2026-2027 budget overview of parents and local control and accountability plan for the 2026-2027 school year. I'd like to request a motion to approve. After, but not until Guggen.
Absolutely.
There are no questions at the time. The board is asked to approve the 2026-2027 budget overview for parents and local control and accountability plan for the 2026-2027 school year. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That was short and sweet.
Okay, your turn. I would like to request a motion and a second to approve.
Jackie Giacomozzi makes a motion.
And a second?
I'll second the motion.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. B, the board will be asked to approve the 2026-2027 budget overview for parents.
Just needs to see it.
And that was such fun. I thought,
yes.
And to see, the board will be asked to confirm its acknowledgement that Arthur Rennie, Julia T. Kyges, Jacqueline Giacomazzi, E. Philip Lean, and Armando Lopez have been reappointed as members of the Board of Directors by Educational Advancement Corporation, the sole member of Crescent View South, Inc., for the term July 1, 2026 through July 30, 2027. Bill?
Well, yes, again, it's my privilege to thank you all first for the great service that you've given over the last year. And governance and kind of watching over the good work that the staff and the officers have taken care of with these students. You've been to graduations, you see the results of their good work, and really your part as directors plays an integral role in that. And so for that reason, you now have the opportunity to do it for another year, if you're willing. So, if everybody's willing to do that, let's take a vote.
Okay, let's vote. At the request of motion, in a second, please.
Take it, just move the motion. I'll second your motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? We're in.
Again?
Okay, D, item D. The board will be asked to reappoint the corporate officers to serve at the pleasure of the board. That would be, we're reconfirming Jeff Brown, Corporate Chief Executive Officer, and Jerry Vincent, Corporate Chief Financial Officer and Secretary. May I have a motion and a second, please?
I'll make the motion to approve.
Second?
Second. Philip Lynn.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item E, the board will be asked to approve the Proposition 28 Arts and Music in Schools Funding Annual Report for Fiscal Year 25-26. Raphael?
Yes, thank you. As part of our annual reporting requirement, I am providing an update on how Proposition 28 funds were used to support arts and music education during the school year for your approval. The funds were primarily used to support new teachers who provided arts and music opportunities to our students. The school remains committed to enhancing its art program by expanding instructional opportunities and enriching students' learning experience in visual arts, painting, and crafts arts. These funds will also support instruction, technology access, and curriculum. That concludes my report, and any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer.
Questions?
No questions. Thank you.
May I have a motion to approve item E?
I so move, Philip Lynn.
Second?
Jackie Giacomazzi seconds the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item F, the board will be asked to reauthorize the officers of the corporation to award discretionary incentives to employees at various sundry times. Gagandi?
Thank you. The incentives are discretionary and will be determined based on the current budget and overall financial health of the school. Thank you. This concludes my update.
All right. Thank you. I'd like to request a motion to approve.
So move, Armando Lopez.
Is there a second?
Second. Bill Blin.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item G, the board will be asked to reauthorize the corporate officers for senior administration to make all reasonable and necessary business arrangements and enter into all reasonable and necessary transactions, including but not limited to contracts, vendors, employees, consultants, and others. I'd like to request a motion and a second.
Jackie Giacomazzi, so moved.
Second?
Second. Bill Blin.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Item H, the board will be asked to approve the local control funding formula for school year 2026-2027, which drives the primary source of funding for the charter school.
Thank you, Board. So the local control funding formula, or the LCFF, is the primary source of the funding for the school. This funding has two primary components. It has a base rate that applies to the school and depends entirely on the ADA by grade span. And there's a second component called supplemental and concentration, which depends on the percentage of school's English learners, foster youth, and low-income students. The LCFF funding is the largest source of the revenue, and it's essential to the budget and the LCAP development for the school. For the fiscal year 26-27, the LCFF funding formula will provide a total revenue, as Jill mentioned, $16,514,837,000. The total includes a base funding of $12,231,400, or 74% of the total LCFF funding, and a supplemental and concentration portion, which is $4,283,437, or 26% of the total LCFF funding. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Yeah. May I have a motion to approve item H?
I, Armando Lopez, make the motion to approve item H.
Jackie Giacomazzi seconds this motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Item I, the board will be asked to approve the Education Protection Account spending determinations. Gita.
Thank you, Board. So, APA funding is a component of the school's total LCFF entitlement. It is shown on the budget report where it's on next on the agenda. It's under the LCFF sources section under object code 8012. For the current fiscal year, 25-26 fiscal year, the school will receive APA revenue of $186,016. For fiscal year 26-27, the estimated EPA revenue is $184,000. This funding must be used only for instruction, and it must be posted on the school's website on an annual basis. And if you ever go on the school's website, you'll see notice that this information is listed there. And with that, thank you.
Thank you, Gita. May I have a motion to approve item number I, not number, item I, in a second.
I so move, Bill, please.
Oh, Jackie Giacomazzi seconds the motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Item I passes. J, the board will be asked to approve the budget for the 2026-2027 fiscal year. Ida.
Thank you, Board. So I will walk you through the budget for the fiscal year 26-27 for the school. In preparation of the school budget, as you all know, it is based on the most up-to-date information from the state budget. This budget is based on the governor's May revision, which was just recently released on May 14th of 2026. It might be adjusted in the future if there are changes to the budget when it is signed in June and in subsequent revisions during the summer. In the governor's May revision, as you will see later on when I report, it's materially stronger than the January's governor's budget that was reported previously, but it should be read as cautiously positive, not structurally secure. We don't know in the future due to the uncertainties. Updated revenue estimates driven mainly by income tax gains such as corporate tax and capital gain tax tied to AI stock market boom increases. The Proposition 98 guarantee by another $6.4 billion above January's estimates, allowing the state to fund more education priorities. For schools, the strongest funding increase comes from 2.87% statutory COLA, plus a proposed 1.44% LCFF super COLA, totaling a 4.31% for the LCFF base, supplemental, and concentration grants. The May revision also increases the one-time discretionary block grant from $2.8 billion to $5 billion, buys out the planned June 2026 principal apportionment deferral, which I had reported previously. That was a June apportionment which was going to be deferred, and proposes a major special education funding increase with base rate of $1,340 per ADA, so that the board is aware it was originally $999 per ADA, and it was a significant increase of about 5%. However, funding remains volatile and one-time revenues should not be supporting any ongoing costs. So now we're going to review the budget report. It's Form 62. It's also in your packet. I'll walk you through it on the screen. We'll start with the last page of Form 62, looking at the average daily attendance, or the ADA. We see that we had, or we have, for this fiscal year, 930 ADA. The projection for upcoming year is 920, showing a small decrease of about 10 ADA. The decrease has a small but negative effect on some funding sources for next year. So we're going to start with looking at revenues and then expenses. I'll touch on some expenditures. The total revenue is expected at $20.4 million for the budget. This shows an increase of 5.8% compared to the current fiscal year, and this is due to multiple factors. So under the revenue from LCFF sources, it is projected to have an increase of about 4% from $15.8 million this year to $16.5 million for next fiscal year. This is primarily due to super COLA of 4.31% in LCFF funding rate that offsets the decrease in ADA. Federal funding line item budget at $156,000, showing a decrease of about 19.8% compared to the current year. The funding comes entirely from federal special education entitlement. Funding is based on prior year's enrollment, just so that the board is aware, which is CBEDS. On the other state revenue in the budget, it shows increase of about 21.8% compared to the current fiscal year, from $3 million to $3.7 million, driven by the increase in state special ed funding rate and in student support and professional development block grant funding. This funding source also includes a moderate increase in mental health, mandated block grant, and lottery funding that's due to increase in the funding rates. Lastly, the school is not projecting local revenue at this moment, so there is a visible reduction from current year comparison revenue levels. We don't have that information right now, so in the future reports, I'll report that. Under the expenditures, you see that the school is budgeting a total expenditure of $20.1 million, showing a 5% increase from current year spending. The budget includes an increase of $504,000, or 4%, in salaries and benefits. The increase is driven by an increase in teachers and certificated administrative salaries and health benefit costs. Purchase spending is budgeted at $1.1 million, showing a reduction of 2.7% compared to the current fiscal year spending. This comes from a spending reduction in student equipment that offsets a smaller increase in school materials and supplies. Budget for operating expenses is $6.6 million, showing an increase of 7.5% compared to current year. This increase is driven by higher spending on professional services, training, and communication. Budget for depreciation is $64,000, showing an increase of $20,000 compared to current fiscal year due to paint and flooring refresh plans for school sites next fiscal year that will subject to depreciation. Budget for other outgo is $167,000 and includes a small increase in projected oversight costs and the same level of debt service costs compared to current fiscal year. The school is budgeting for an excess revenue of $274,000 for fiscal year 26-27, with the excess revenue and the current year-end projected net position of $8.3 million. The school will end up fiscal year 26-27 with a projected net position of almost $8.6 million. Of this total ending net position, $124,000 is in capital assets, and the remaining $8.4 million is unrestricted, which is equal to about 42% of the total budgeted annual expenditure. This is a really good financial health given all the uncertainties in our economy and California state budget. So in the future, we don't know. This is a good, reserve for the school. So school is in a good financial health. And with that, I conclude my report. If any questions, I'd be happy to go over it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Geeta, for an excellent report. Any questions? All right, may I have a motion to approve item J?
I'll make the motion, Armando Lopez, to approve item J.
Second?
Second, Bill Lien.
All those
in favor?
In favor. Aye?
Aye.
Opposed? All right. K, the board will be asked to approve the consolidated application process and submission for all reports required for the 2026-2027 school year. Raphael.
Thank you. California Department of Education uses a consolidated application for county up to distribute categorical funds for various federal programs to county offices, school districts, and direct funded charter schools throughout California. Annually, from mid-May to the end of June, each local agency, using the consolidated application and reporting system, submits a spring release of CONAP. Spring release documents participation in certain categorical programs and provide assurance that the LEA will comply with the legal requirements of each program. Program entitlements are determined by formula contained in the laws that created the programs. The board is asked to approve the CONAP process and submission for all reports required for the school for the 26-27 school year. And that completes my report.
Questions? Thank you, Raphael. I would like to request a motion and a second for item K.
I so move, Philip Lien.
Jackie Chasmali seconds his motion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion passed. Item L, the board requested to renew the revolving line of credit with Hanmi Bank for the 2026-2027 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash flow in accordance with the RLOC terms and applicable interest rates. Geeta.
Thank you, Board. So in the previous years, the school has secured financing through Hanmi Bank. As you all know, Hanmi is the school's bank currently, which has consistently provided a credit facility at a competitive rate. Since fiscal year 2018-19 fiscal year, this request has been received annual board approval, and for upcoming fiscal year 26-27, the school is seeking approval for $500,000, a standard line of credit from Hanmi. The interest rate will be determined as higher of either a fixed 3.75% or the prime rate plus 0.5%. At present, the applicable rate is 7.25% based on the current prime rate of 6.75% plus 0.5% margin. So with that, I request the board's consideration for approving this line of credit. Thank you.
Thank you, Geeta. Any questions for Geeta? All right, with that, may I have a motion to approve item L?
Armando Lopez, so move.
Second, Philip Lien.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion L passes. M, the board will be requested to approve securing a loan from Lifelong Learning Administration Corporation, LLAC, for the 2026-2027 school year as necessary to ensure sufficient cash. Itef?
Thank you, board. So this is also another short-term financing alternative that the school uses to meet short-term cash needs. It is low-interest alternative. It allows the school to access additional funds if other financing sources are more expensive or not sufficient. It helps the school to keep financing costs low. The amount approved for the promissory note between the school and LLAC will be the borrowing limit during the fiscal year. For fiscal year 26-27, the school is requesting approval to borrow up to $250,000 from LLAC as needed. The interest rate is 6%, and the note includes the lender's option to adjust the rate once during the fiscal year if the market rate changes substantially up or down. And with that, I thank the board for your consideration of approving this line of credit. Thank you.
Thank you, Geeta. Questions? All right. I'd like to have a motion to approve item M.
Jackie Giacomozzi makes a motion to approve item M.
Bill
Wynn. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion M passes. Item N, the board will be asked to approve the signers for all bank accounts. And that would be Jeff Brown, Corporate Chief Executive Officer, Jerry Vincent, Corporate Chief Financial Officer and Secretary, Shelley Haynes, Superintendent of Schools, and Jeff Martineau, Vice President in Charter Relations. Let's have a vote. May I have a motion for item N?
So moved. Armando Lopez.
10 seconds.
Jackie Giacomozzi seconds his motion.
Thank you. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Do we have additional corporate officers and board members' observations and comments?
Thank you very much, Madam President and members of the board. I want to thank Sarah Luna and Raphael for their good reports. I understand enrollment is down, but we're moving into the future, so I'm sure it'll grow as we grow. You know, we talk about moving into a new year now. I just want to say thank you to the board. It's very comfortable knowing that we're working next year with the same board that we've been working with and that we appreciate so much, and your oversight is so strong for us, and I just personally want to thank you, and I know my staff does too. Back to you, Madam President.
Thank you, Jeff. We're now going to move into closed session. We're going to adjourn the public board meeting and go into closed session. So could I have a vote on the
Jaffe Chakramar thing makes a motion? Good chairman.
Sorry, kind of Armando Lopez.
Alrighty. Do people need
a vote?
You need to take a vote.
Oh, okay. Didn't we just vote?
No, you just made the motion.
Okay. All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Right.
Opposed? Motion passes.
Okay, we are back.
Not an easy job.
Good job. No, boy, did I learn.
Are we back?
Yes.
Yeah, okay, thank you. Can I confirm that all the board members and necessary staff have returned to the conference room and or rejoined on the online phone?
Yes.
Yes.
And can I confirm that the audio and video are turned on and working properly?
Yes.
Then we shall continue. Board member,
okay,
made the motion to exit. Okay, Jackie and
Bill
seconded. Thank you. And the board voted unanimously to adjourn the closed session and to reconvene the open public. So, the main thing is to say no action was taken.
Mm-hmm. On any of the four items.
Do I need to read all
of them? No, just say on any of the four items.
So no action on any of the four items.
We're good.
So,
make a motion to reconvene.
Did we do that yet?
We did that already.
I thought we just closed session.
I guess we're just going to say that the next board meeting, August 27th, 2026, at 2:30 p.m. And now we're going to adjourn the meeting. And I'd like to call for a motion and a second.
I'll make the motion.
I'll second that, Philip Liu.
And all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? This meeting is closed.
Yeah.